SHOT Show 2025, Guns, New Products, Guns. Over 54,000 industry professionals, and more guns. By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 27, 2025. SHOT Show 2025 went from January 21 to 24 and Breitbart News was there to see the crowds, feel the excitement, and see gun upon gun upon gun, many of which were new offerings for this year. The SHOT Show is sponsored by the National Shooting Sports Foundation and is comprised of more than 14 miles of exhibits consisting of guns, ammunition, gun accessories, hunting gear, firearms designed for hunting certain game, suppressors, holsters and safes, thermal and traditional scopes, red dots, knives, civilian body armor, law enforcement body armor, law enforcement tools and weaponry, and so much more. It is a four-day show in Las Vegas's Venetian Expo and Caesars Forum, and it literally takes all 4 days if someone wants to see it all. The SHOT Show is a place where people in the firearms industry gather to see the new products that will be hitting the shelves in 2025, and those products come from all over the world. Thus, there were over 2,850 exhibitors taking part last week. While walking one of the many floors of the SHOT Show, Breitbart News saw numerous new products that were either a new take on an older firearm model or a totally new firearm cut designed to blaze its own trail. For example, we visited the Aimpoint booth and saw the new partnership between Aimpoint and Glock, one which now means retailers can stock Glock handguns that come with an Aimpoint red dot optic affixed to them. We visited Henry Repeating Rifles and saw their latest SPD lever action rifle project, which has a carbon fiber sleeved barrel threaded for a suppressor, a futuristic cowboy looking stock and a red dot ready receiver. We dropped by the Watchtower Firearms booth and admired the Apache, an American-made, double-stack 9mm pistol that makes a good shooter great and a great shooter remarkable. At the Mossberg booth we admired the 590M Standoff, a compact, magazine-fed 12-gauge pump shotgun that promises to take home defense to a whole new level. And we saw the Herring Bandito 300 Black Lever Action Pistol, which is designed just right to be a truck gun for road trips that snake through long rural highways in the most isolated of areas. At the 6-hour booth we looked at the MCX Surge Spear upgrade for US SOCOM. The Surge aspect of the rifle centers on suppression, suppressed upper receiver group Surge, and represents part of SIG's efforts not simply to quiet warfare but to lessen the gas blowback military personnel have to endure. And there was so much more, including the Daniel Defense booth, as well as the FN, Colt, Kennec, Magpul, Ruger, Taurus, Staccato, Silencer CO, Winchester, Springfield Armory, Smith, and Wesson, and Crossbreed Holsters booths, just to name a few. Moreover, we got extended time with attorneys General Austin Knudsen, R. Mount, Chris Kobach, RKS, and John B. McCuskey, RWV. And did an exclusive with Representative Tracy Mann, RKS, about his efforts to put the ATF in check via the Reining in Federal Licensing Enforcement, Rifle, Act. The firearm industry not only produces the guns and accessories we need to exercise our Second Amendment rights, it also employs 384,473 Americans and generates $90.05 billion of economic impact. All this, and more, was on display at NSSF's SHOT Show 2025. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, a Pulsar Night Vision Pro staffer, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly, @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.